Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat, the third day of the week. And in the third aliyah of Parshat Tazria, we have six psukim. In this aliyah, we continue hearing about the halachos of tzara'ah, specifically what happens when tzara'ah appears on top of a blister or on an infection. Again, as in all of the halachos of tzara'ah, the kohen must look at it to see if it is the size and the color of tzara'ah or if it is scar tissue from the blister. Now, our aliyah and our parasha describe very specific and very severe halachos of tzara'as. The Gemara in Masachas Arachin and Daf Tesvav Amud Beis says, in the name of Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, kol hamasapir lashon hara, negayim bayim alav. Whoever speaks lashon hara gets negayim, gets tzara'as, that we hear about in our aliyah and in our parasha. And the question is, what is the connection? Why and in what way is the sin of lashon hara so grave? More so than any other Avera. It's bad. But why is it so bad that a person will get Tzara'as if they speak Lashon Hara? And that same Gemara says also in the name of Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra that whoever speaks Lashon Hara, it's as if they are kofer be'ikar, as if they deny the very basic belief in God himself. It's incredible. Why? Why is that so? And that Gemara has more terribly strong words to say about the Aveira of speaking Lashon Hara. But why? Lashon Hara is bad, absolutely. But what makes it so bad that it's as if a person doesn't believe in God and he gets tzara'as and on and on and on? Why? Many Mefarshim discuss this idea. For this FMT, I'd like to share two powerful explanations of the Nesivos Shalom, Rav Shalom Noach Berzovsky, the Slonim Rebbe, who died in the year 2000. He says this in his Nesivos Shalom on our Parsha. The first explanation of the Nesivos Shalom is that the answer lies in another thing that same Gemara says. Again, Arachin Daf Tesvav Amud Beis. The Gemara there says, quoting a pasuk from Kohelet, that one who speaks Lashon Hara is compared to a snake. Why a snake? The Gemara there says that other animals bite people, or they bite other animals, for some sort of benefit. Not so the snake, says the Gemara. They, according to the Gemara, seem to bite for no reason whatsoever. And Lashon Hara is the same way, says the Slonimer. Unlike other sins, the speaker of Lashon Hara gets no benefit whatsoever. When someone eats non-kosher, they at least get pleasure for a short moment from the food. Or if they steal, they get the money that they stole, even for a short while. If they don't put on tefillin, they get to sleep a little later. Or they saved money by not buying tefillin. These are not good, obviously, but somewhere we can understand why they did it. They get some benefit, some pleasure. So on some level, their Yetzer Hara got the better of them. But the Slonim Rebbe says that when a person speaks Lashon Hara, they get no tangible benefit whatsoever. Therefore, in the words of the Slonim, Lashon Hara noveya rak mechelek harash be'adam bli ta'arovet shel hana'am mizeh. Lashon Hara stems solely from evil, without any component of pleasure or benefit. It is evil, pure, inexplicable evil. And that is why, says the Slonim, someone who speaks Lashon Hara, it's as if he is kofer ba'ikar. It's as if he thinks there is no God. They are completely, that person is completely in the realm of evil, under the power, so to speak, of evil. We know that God runs the world. Even those things that seem to be bad or evil, we know that. But the speaker of Lashon Hara doesn't seem to know that. So therefore it's ki'ilu kafar ba'ikar. Only tzara'as and the exile and pain that comes with it can atone for that kind of evil. That is the first explanation of the Slonim. And his second explanation of the terrible severity of the sin of Lashon Hara is that not only the fact that the speaker causes pain to their victims, that's bad enough, but it gets worse. You are speaking badly about God's children. You're causing pain to the children of God. You're hurting God, so to speak. And that is the Gemara just quoted. Whoever speaks Lashon Hara, ki'ilu kafar be'ikar. Because, says the Slonim, one of the ikrei emuna, one of the fundamental aspects of our faith, is to know and to believe and to internalize that B'nai Yisrael are the children of Hashem. He cares for us like a parent. He looks after us like a parent. He watches over us like a parent does. And a person who does not get that, literally misses a fundamental aspect in their belief in Hashem. A person would then need to get tzara'as and the discomfort and the exile from the camps that would cause them to think about what they did, about the harm they caused, and also about the problems in their emunah that got them there in the first place. Have an amazing day, everyone.